Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome into the latest edition of the Landry Football Podcast as we talk all things football. Today, understanding how to finalize an NFL roster. It seems pretty simple. It seems pretty obvious. Not so much. We'll go through the details of what normally goes through the process and take you behind the scenes there. I want to remind you that you can get lots more information like this over at LandryFootball.com. You can learn more about your favorite team, the opponents of your favorite team, college, NFL level, see the game from a coaching and scouting perspective. All the latest inside news and information that we come across with coaching searches, player evaluations, team evaluations, coaching staff evaluations. And all the inside information behind the scenes, whether it's fantasy football, whether it's gaming action, whether it's you just want to be the first to know and know information that other people don't know, that's where you can find it all at LandryFootball.com. So check us out today. Take advantage of the football season offer that we have up, or just try it out for a month, whatever is your pleasure. So how to finalize an NFL roster? You know, the one thing that we try to do is look at things from the standpoint of the first year when I'm looking at a player, when talking about a particular young player. The first thing that you have to understand is that a player in his first year is kind of finding himself trying to learn different things, and I think very often things are miscalculated in terms of what the expectation should be. I know we're in the instant gratification society, but the first year I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. In other words, I want to see some progress. And they kind of look like what the scouting report said and what I'm seeing in film study. I give them the benefit of the doubt. The second year, I got to see something. The third year, if I don't see it, they're out. You know, but I think you start to see it by the end of the second year. So that's important to understand when you're talking about an individual player, depending upon where he is in terms of how long he's been with you. Second is setting the roster. In setting the roster, I used to draw a little category of each position. And you've got kind of like empty boxes in each position for offense, defense, and specialist. And, you know, I looked at it. You want to have the different guys for tackles and for guards and three for tackles, three for guards, two for centers, two for tight ends, two for quarterbacks, two for running backs, one for fullback. Defense, depending on if you're base nickel, you know, which is 80% of the team. You got three tackles, three ends, three inside backers, three corners, three safeties, and try to kind of put who your best players are in each individual. As I go through the first few days of training camp, I start to fill those guys in. I tell all the veteran players, no matter how veteran you are, how long you've been here, how well you know the system, how many awards you've won, how much money you've made, some point, you have to show your ability to do it again. the fact that you've done it. But, well, you don't have to see that from that guy. He's done it. It doesn't matter. Can he do it now? It is a now business. So if Tom Brady doesn't show me something now, then this year, then there's a problem. Okay, anybody, they have to show it. They'll show it if they're that good and they're Tom Brady. But you've got to show it. I still have to see it. And what it usually does, it motivates players. Some cases, it prolongs it. It gives them an extra year or two. So you had, you know, about 36 boxes on offense in the defense field. Then you've got three specialists. Then you've got 14 spots to get to 15 spots to get to 53. Who's going to be that fourth defensive end? Who's going to be that fourth offensive tackle? And I start to see those players. And I think this is the most important decisions that you make, is who is going to fill those spots from the bottom end of your roster. You build a roster from the bottom up. Who are players 53 to 38, 39? By the end of camp, you got 53. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes well before the end of camp, you know, a couple of weeks, you pretty much notice, we're not good enough. I mean, it doesn't matter that you have 53. Anybody can pick 53. But are you good enough with your 53? Are you good enough with your fourth defensive end? Because you know what? He might be starting at some point towards the latter part of the season. So when you see you've got some missing parts, you really start to work around the league, see who might be released, who you might be able to trade for maybe a later pick to get that fourth defensive end, to get that fourth offensive tackle, so on and so forth. You might have enough football players to fill out, but if you have, for example, one player that's capable of playing center and you know you have to have two, that's when you start calling attention where the potential issues are. Just because I'm going to put a second center out there, if he's not good enough to start and play for us in the league, if we have to play him, then I got to find somebody who is.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So this is where you can possibly swing a trade for a player that gives you multiple position value. Like a backup linebacker who's a good long snapper. And I'm talking starting caliber. You got a long snapper already on your roster, but now you got two without adding an additional player. So what that does is let me keep two specialists. So on game day, I could dress 43 positional players and have two specialists rather than 42 and three. So I would never pencil in all three of the specialists because I was always on the lookout for someone that can fill the criteria allowing me to play with 44 positional players, one specialist and the kicker on game day. Might not sound like much to you, but when you got 44 positional players, that gives you the depth and probably more quality on your special teams. So I was on a hunt for those guys. I didn't want a bad punter because he could play another position. So I'm not going to sacrifice play on special teams. Okay? It just doesn't work that way. You get killed on special teams, and it doesn't – you can ruin a good offense and a good defense. I always like to keep big players around. I reserve those last three or four spots on the roster for big players, either offensive or defensive linemen. that I didn't want to put on waivers because they get picked up. You hate to lose big players because they're harder to find. So when you release a guy to try to clear him through waivers and put him on the practice squad, it ain't going to happen because they're going to get picked up. So you're more inclined to get rid of a better player at another position where you have better capabilities of getting him through waivers. That way you get two for one. You get to keep the guy on your roster, and then you can get another guy that you can clear waivers, put him on your roster or your practice squad. I always like to keep my eyes open for a chance to take a free look at a player. So what I wanted to have was that guy that was we had a really good grade coming out of college on him in the draft, had a really good grade on him that maybe for whatever reason he didn't make it, but he's available. At some point we thought really highly of the guy. So if you get a chance of free look at him, you like to do it. It could be that a player suffered an injury that ultimately led to him getting released sooner than expected. You can learn more about what happened to the player and get a first-hand look if he even has some value in the long term for you. They can learn the system while rehabbing, and you might not just be getting a good player, but potentially a very good starter in some instances. So I always try to look at it from that standpoint. How do you also look at certain things in roster makeup? You better have at least $5 million of cap room to sign players during the season or fill in for injuries. You've got your developmental squad. It must clear waivers before being placed. So these guys have no prior accrued seasons in the NFL. An accrued season, by the way, is six or more games on the active roster. Two, they have one prior accrued season in which the player was on the 45-man roster, active roster, for no more than eight games. And then if he serves two seasons on a practice squad, are eligible for a third season. Ideally, and again, there are exceptions to this depending upon individuality of a team, but
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Quarterbacks, three. You can keep four if you get a young guy through waivers and put him on the practice squad. Before your 53-man roster, you need a backup that can be ready each week with minimum reps because the starter is going to get most of the reps. He needs to not only be able to finish a game, but be able to execute a game plan for 4 weeks or more going down if the starter goes down. Your third should be a developmental guy that you bring along for the future. If your developmental guy is your number two, then you better have a package for him because he can't run the whole offense, but he can run a version of it. He may be the future, but often that future is as the number three. And it really depends. How good of a team are you? Are you a contender? If you're a contender and you are a playoff caliber team and your starter goes out for 4 weeks and you put a young guy in and he can't execute, you lose four games, you've ruined any chance. So when your guy comes back, you maybe are out of the playoff race. It's important to have a guy that can at least run your offense. Look, we're not going to have a guy that's as good as number one, unless your number one's not very good. We're not looking for that. That's unrealistic. Running backs, three. You need three plus one on the developmental squad that you can bring up. Fullbacks, one or two. Depends on your tight end and H-back situation and whether you use the fullback or not. Tight ends, four or five. Your third and fourth tight end must be excellent special teamers. And we've talked about long snappers, but cover guys, block guys, receivers, five or six. Five if you have a DB as a returner, six if the wide receiver is a returner. You also can have six if you have one less fullback or tight end. So if you go four tight ends, you got six receivers. If you go five tight ends, then you can only go six receivers if you've, and I'm just talking numbers, if your DB is a returner. Offensive line, eight or nine. You need a starting five plus a backup center, guard, and tackle, plus one for the developmental squad. Defensive line, eight or nine. Eight or nine for a 4-3 team, six for a 3-4 team. Heavy rotation teams use seven regularly in the 4-3 front. Even if you're 3-4 team, you're playing a lot of four-man fronts in third down situations. So backups must have the versatility to play inside and outside nickel. So you're gonna have to have eight or nine. Linebackers. Again, six for a 4-3, eight for a 3-4. Six. Backup Will Backer must be taught Mike and Sam Backer. Always taught every one of my linebackers, whether they're a Will or a Sam, an outside backer in either side, strong or weak side. They had to learn the Mike Backer position first. Why? Because that's where the calls are made, the checks are made, and it's the best way to teach the linebacker the defense. So, in other words, playing them at Mike Backer in practice helps them become a better Will Backer because they see the game better. They understand it better. And in by proxy, by doing that, you will know whether somebody can play, flip from the weak side to the strong side, or the weak side to the Mike, or the Mike to the Sam. Position versatility is key.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The backup Will got to be able to play at Mike or Sam, or else you're going to be in trouble. Defensive backs, at least eight. Five starters as your nickel plays more than the third backer, and backup safeties must be able to play over the slot and be really good special teams players. And then specialists, two or three. You need a place kicker and a punter. If your place kicker cannot handle kickoffs, it's at the expense of another position. So how much better is that place kicker making it from 45 yards in? If he's just, you know, because if there's not much difference between him and the guy with a better leg, and again, kickers are tricky. You can make them every day in practice. It's like golfers. On the range, they look great. And the pressure of the moment, not so much. But you'd ideally like your punter or your kicker to be able to kick off. When I had signed Craig Hendrick, the reason why I paid him his first $1 million punter is because he was a great punter. He was a great kickoff guy. And, you know, he was a great holder. Not just a holder, but a great one. So it had value. Your long snapper, holder, and returners must be position players. If they cannot contribute in other areas, it's at the expense of a roster spot at another position. So that's kind of a general look at what we're looking for at each position. Hey, appreciate you joining for this edition of the Landry Football Podcast. Join us for more conversations like this. Also invite you to send me your questions and thoughts at contactchris@landryfootball.com. We'll integrate them into the shows, maybe even make a special podcast out of it. So go ahead and do that. Appreciate you joining us over at LandryFootball.com, where you can get inside information from a coaching and scouting perspective of what's going on in the world of college football and the NFL. We've got you covered from soup to nuts. We also break down the game from a different perspective to give you insights that only can come from a coaching and scouting perspective. So appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you next time at Landry on the Landry Football Podcast, and see you over at LandryFootball.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.